Guys, welcome to today, our second day of our classic shows for this week of classics at philhenryshow.com. Today we have a show that draws from the graduation period of 2004. This is specifically grad night. I'm trying to be a lot more floral than I should. This is from grad night 2004. Which grad night? The grad night that Bobby Dooley, who is the president of the Homeowners Association at Western Estates, the grad night that she was sponsoring. And it is grad night for those Western Estates seniors. And while Bobby is on the air taking calls about the degenerate high school girls that are targeting her sweet little son, Seth, her husband, Steve, is on the roller coaster, loudly screaming behind her and occasionally vomiting. That's what the show log says from that day. So let's check it out here, guys, on this day two of our week of classics. From June of 2004, grad night at Six Flags Magic Mountain. Not really. It's just Bobby. It's a fantasy Six Flags, you know. Anyway, Bobby Dooley and the Western Estates seniors here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I am joined by the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association and the president of the Western Estates PTO, Bobby Dooley, on grad night tonight. Right, Bobby?
Yes. So we are with our seniors, graduating seniors from Western Estates High. And
where are you, at Six Flags?
We are. We're at Magic Mountain, and the kids are having just a great time, and this is one of many grad nights, obviously, being celebrated across America all this week for our seniors that are moving on into the college ranks.
And your son is Seth?
Yes.
And he is 18. He's moving on to Moore Park Junior College?
Seth will be attending Moore Park for 2 years, and then will eventually transfer to a four-year, and he made this big announcement to us on Sunday night, and I was sort of like, what's this about? And he said he wants to move out and get an apartment before he starts the fall semester at Moore Park. And,
okay.
You know, I looked at my husband as if to say, what's this about? And, of course, I knew.
Yeah.
And we both knew.
What was it?
Well, he started seeing this new girl early this past semester. She just arrived at the school as a senior. She's 18, his age. She's a little bit worldly for her age.
Yeah.
She's blonde. You know, I don't approve of the way she dresses. I don't approve of the way she has this sort of proprietary look on her face, you know, when she's around my son. And
she's seen. When you say proprietary, what do you mean?
Well, she looks at me. And she's looking at me, by the way, through these thick mascara eyelashes. Mothers really need to show their daughters how to apply makeup. But she looks at me as if she's saying, he's mine now, and you're not, you know, you're not the mother any longer. And, you know, when some girl comes into the life of your son, and Seth is my first, and suddenly she thinks she's going to take over a life that you built. I built that boy's life with my bare hands. I nursed him when he was sick. I took care of him. I don't know about other mothers, but I can assure you that no girl is going to talk to my son and talk him into getting an apartment, moving in with her, and so on before my time with my son is up. And I told this little bitch, I said,
no, wait a minute. You don't want your son to see this girl, or you don't want your son to move out. Which is it?
Seth is not ready to move out. He has never mentioned moving out until this Saxon came along. This is the girl's name. She started latching onto him, and of course, you know, it's always for the good times. Seth has a beautiful new Mustang. We've told friends, you can come over, use the pool, use the cabana. We have an in-home theater. But I do not approve of this slut. I don't want the slut. And
are you talking about this girl, the Saxon? She's the slut?
Absolutely.
Why do you call her a slut?
Well,
I mean, has she done something that causes you to feel she isn't right for your son?
You know, it wasn't too long ago, Phil, as I said, I was bathing that boy in a bathroom sink. I nursed him through colds and bronchitis. And when he cried, it wasn't the slut that was there. It was...
Can we use maybe another word for this girl?
Well, you know, she wasn't there. It was me. It was Mommy. And, you know, I don't talk with my husband about this. And you know why? Because men... Boys are never going to be... Men don't have a comprehension of this. Boys are never going to be closer with another woman than they are with their mother. And I've got a very, very strong bond with Seth. And I really get a kick out of these people like Dr. Phil. He's always going on about neurotic mother-son relationships. He talks about women who show off for their son's friends as if it makes the mother a slut. I look good in a bathing suit. I'm not ashamed of that. And when he has his friends over, they've commented that they think I'm pretty. And it's all in good fun. And
all right, well, there's a lot of good things going on here. You don't want your son to move out because why? Because it's not...
I am not ready to have him move out. I am not ready. I don't have to compete with some young girl that acts for all the world like God's own slut. And he has...
All right, there's a lot of anger going on here, Bobby, having to do with your son, having it with this girl.
It doesn't have anything to do with the girl. I'm his mother. And there is no closer relationship in the world than between a boy and his mother. Now comes blank, the blank. And
you're talking about this Saxon girl.
Yes. But you don't want me to call her that, so now comes the S.L. Mm-hmm.
And, all right, I understand.
All right, and so anyway, now he wants to move out. He's 18 years old.
Well, technically, when you're 18, you can move out. Let me give our phone number out, Bobby. I'm talking with Bobby Dooley. What is it with young people? A lot of kids are moving out later and later in the in this kind of period of life that we're in, 26, 27, 28. Talking with Bobby Dooley, I know your husband Steve will be along.
He is right now, yeah, he's with the kids. They're going on Colossus, and he's doing some of the rides with them. But if I am a little bit depressed tonight because this does represent a change. It does represent a moving on. You talk about the kids moving out when they're 28 as if that's somehow bad.
I find that a little... I don't think a kid should be hanging around.
Let me tell you something, Phil. Kids have it very tough now. It's tough to get a job. It's tough to go to college and make ends meet. It's better that they live at home. And it's also better for them to stay. I'm not ready to let go of my boy. And
can I ask you something, Ms. Dooley? And you're not the first mother that I've heard say that you're not ready to let go of your boy. Doesn't that sound a little bit neurotic?
No, not at all.
Why not?
Well, what do you mean it sounds neurotic?
Well, you mentioned that we're really very, very close, and no girl could ever...
No woman is ever going to take the place of mother. And I know it sounds a little bit hokey, and I know you've heard it said before.
Well, that's what I mean. It does sound a little hokey, and it sounds a little, you know...
A little what? I mean, the fact of the matter is that...
Look, he needs to be a man, doesn't he?
He is a man. He is 18 years of age.
Well, but I don't want to argue with you, Ms. Dooley.
Well, Phil, the facts are these. You're not a mother. You're a father. Fathers do not have a comprehension of this like mothers do. Seth is my firstborn. And along comes this girl with her long blonde hair and these breasts and legs and all of the things. That,
well, maybe it's about sex. Maybe the guy wants to have some privacy. And
I, you know something, Phil, as I'm going to say something right now. This is so meaningful to me and so important to have him stay with me until I feel that it's time for him to go. That if it is about sex, and this is how important it is for a mother, and you aren't a mother, so you have to understand, other mothers will understand this. If it's about sex, and please understand, you're not a mother, so you won't...
All right.
You won't grasp this, but if it's about sex, I am certainly willing to provide...
Oh, my God!
No, Phil, please.
What are you talking about?
I'm simply saying, I don't want to do that. But mothers understand, if all it is about sex, then I can provide that, and I don't want to. And
you're considering having sex with your own son to...
No, I said, no, I'm saying that if it came down to that, and the only reason why he wanted to move out, it's something that men don't understand.
But mothers do.
Yes.
So if I said to the mothers of America right now, you understand it when Bobby says that if the son wants to move out simply to have sex, you'd be willing to provide it?
I didn't say that.
Well, you're hinting at it.
I'm saying to save his life. It's about saving my boy's life. He moves out, Phil, and I'm sorry you don't like the word, but it is entirely appropriate. He moves out and moves in with the slut. And there isn't a doctor or a free clinic up and down the West Coast, and by God, they've got the experience because we lived through the 60s, there isn't enough penicillin. There aren't enough nurses.
All right, so you are convinced that this woman is promiscuous, that she is using him for his money?
Absolutely. But still, it doesn't make her any different from any other girl. When these forgive me again, sir, but when these sluts get their mud hooks into our sons, what they want to do...
Well, hold on for a minute, Ms. Dooley. Every girl that comes along and shows an interest in your son is not a slut, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So can we say that every girl that comes along, it may not be destructive, it may even be good for your son?
No, that is not correct.
Why not?
No girl who wants a boy to leave his mother is a good girl. It just is.
What if he's 30, 35?
Phil, when the boy is ready to leave home, I will know. A mother knows her children. Only a mother knows what is best for her son. And
what if he's 40 and you still don't think he should move out?
Oh, my God. Give me, did Steve.
I'm just going to give him a little bit of credit.
Give me some credit.
All right. How long do you figure it'll be before he moves out?
I don't know. All I know is that when the sluts show, and I'm sorry you don't like the word, Phil.
Every woman that you're talking about that would show interest in your son, Ms. Dooley, is a potential slut. And you mention...
Look, the venereal diseases that we know about are bad enough, but doctors are identifying strains every day. And I will be, Phil, I will be damned if I'm going to watch my son slowly die from syphilitic dementia because he wouldn't listen to his mother.
So this is what it's come to.
What?
You're saying that your son, by moving out at the age of 18 and getting his own apartment, he runs the risk of dying from syphilitic dementia.
Yes, absolutely, because of what these girls...
And even if it's a good girl who has not engaged in any kind of promiscuity to the point of disease being disease-ridden...
Look, Phil, she's going to hurt him in other ways. She's going to work him to death. She's going to want a baby right away. She's going to want him to attend social functions and social situations that may not be right for him. I raised that boy.
I understand that you're upset.
No, I don't think you really do understand. Only a mother understands. I raised that boy. I bathed him. I clothed him. And now, all of a sudden, he wants to move out.
He is 18, and it is legal.
I don't care if it's legal. It's wrong. Until I'm ready to let that boy go, no woman with bleached hair, oh, my God, you can see the roots, and the breast enlargement or enhancement that her mother obviously allowed, and ears pierced at 10, and all of it.
My wife is upset right now.
I understand, Mr. Dooley. I'll let her take a break here. Ms. Dooley here, her son is leaving home at the age of 18. She doesn't feel she's ready for him to leave. And she says any woman that comes along and tries to take her son from her is a slut. Or at least is trying to manipulate him. A lot of kids aren't moving out till 27, 28 years of age. Maybe they're not moving out because it's right for them to stay home, that their mothers need them there. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be back in just a moment.
Phil Hendry Show.
It's going to take a pretty significantly large pair to sue me.
You guys with me?
Yes, sir. We're right here. Steve is going to go over on Claus, and I just came over a little bit closer with him right now. And I have...
I got a little here.
Okay, I just wanted to get back to our conversation with Bobby Dooley, Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization, about her son Seth, who is moving out at the age of 18, which is very upsetting to you. And I understand, the separation.
Well, it's more, I think too many mothers still give up their relationship with their sons. They just say, okay, you're 18, you can leave the house now. I don't know how any woman can do that. I do know there are a lot of women that have a problem with their sons because their sons remind them of men who broke their hearts. A lot of boys remind their mothers of the father. That they may not be with. And so a lot of women have serious issues with their sons and as a result do something terribly destructive. They push the boy out of the nest just as soon as he turns 18. And
See, I always thought that was a healthy thing.
No, it's not. It is generally something you don't want to do. I find a lot of this to be troubling.
Okay, you need to move away from that coaster.
I'm sorry. I'm going to walk over here, Phil, to the, there's a concession over here, I'm sorry.
So your husband's out on that now?
We walked over here with, I don't know if you heard him, he did yell, he said he would say hi as he went by. A lot of women destroy their boys and turn them into alcoholics, drug abusers, sexual predators, even pedophiles as a result.
I'm still hearing that.
I'm sorry. A lot of women turn their sons into drug abusers, sexual pedophiles, and the like, as the result of pushing them out of the nest. That's not going to happen to my son, Seth. Now, I spent the weekend at the library. I have been able to identify 13 different venereal diseases that, I guess that's...
You know what you're going to need to do, Bobby, is maybe get into an office, okay? You were saying you've identified 13 different venereal diseases?
Yes, 13 different venereal diseases that my son can acquire as the result of moving in with this girl. And a lot of these mothers who, you know, they can't wait for their daughters to get out into the world and to sink their hooks into a beautiful boy like my Seth. And that's the other thing. A lot of these mothers are culpable.
Bobby Doolin, if you hear a roller, you're at Magic Mountain with the Grad Night kids. Here is Kathy. Kathy, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
I am absolutely appalled by the position that you're taking on this.
You have brought a child
into this world. If you are so frightened about the way he leads his life, it's a reflection on you that you brought him up in a way that you seem to think he's disrespectful. And I am just appalled that you have never understood Khalil Gibran. You do not know that children come through you, that they're not your possession.
Well, I know who you're talking about, Khalil Gibran. He's a Lebanese.
Let's not get into that.
Who had some ties to terror organizations.
You're thinking of Peter Gabriel.
I'm not thinking of Peter Gabriel. I'm talking about Khalil. Didn't you say Khalil Gibran?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Khalil
Gibran. I'm not going to argue.
Peter Gabriel's not from Lebanon, so I don't know what you're thinking of.
Would you just be quiet a moment?
Well, I was responding to your comment.
Well,
I'm the mother of a son. Really understands where I'm coming from. Do you have sons?
I do not have a son.
All right, then
I hardly see where you can speak about this. You want to raise a mama's boy?
You know, Kathy, if you have daughters, you are the kind of mother that sends those women predatory-like into the world to put their hooks into a young man, get him to father children too early.
There's something very wrong with your view of the world.
You know what I'm saying, though.
I did not raise daughters to go put hooks in men.
In a very predatory fashion to get them to...
Well, wait a minute. Kathy's trying to say that... Let's take this case by case, Bobby.
I mean, don't you raise children? Don't you raise children?
Of course
children
I do. I build men.
To make a good world?
I build men. I don't build boys.
You sound like you're building the biggest mama's boy around. And if this child of yours wants to leave home at 18, that's a reflection on you.
Kathy, what gives you the right to talk to me about having a son,
what
loving
gives
a son,
you the
when
right
you
to
don't
talk
have
about
one?
Somebody that is a slut and a this and a that?
Because these sluts come into our boys' lives with
no
interest. Why? To give them venereal disease.
Are you saying that?
To give them venereal
disease. Everybody out there that's a sexually liberated person runs that thing. If they're not smart, and you don't teach them to be smart, they will get disease.
Well,
you
okay,
apparently
and let me
haven't
teach him.
Taught them to be smart.
No, he is being smart. He's staying away from the slut.
Apparently
well, wait a
not
minute.
Is
right.
what you're saying.
All right, Kathy, thank you for the call. 1-800, I believe what the caller is trying to say, but...
No, I know what she's saying. She's the mother of three girls. Phil, I can add 2 + 2 = 4. And for that woman, it's wrong for anybody to say that.
All right, you are very close to some of the amusements there, Ms. Dooley, so we're going to need for her to move away from that. We'll be right back, and we also have more of Bobby Dooley and her son, Seth, moving out at the age of 18, far before the time she's ready for him to move out. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. The whore.
Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley are with me. Actually, they're at a grad night at Six Flags tonight with a bunch of high school seniors. Their son, Seth, is moving out. This has caused some consternation. And you say it's reflective, Bobby, of consternation in many American families where they don't want their kids to leave home right away, even though they're 18, that they want the kids to stay there, especially your son.
Well, Phil, we have published a fact sheet that we do pass out to, at our grad nights to parents and also at our high school on the best possible ways to protect your son from venereal disease that these young girls will try to infect him with in order to...
Phil,
I just spoke with a lady on the phone that had three daughters. She knows full well that the average American woman teaches her daughter... A, find a man in the name of everything holy and everything that you hold sacred before God and all of the pantheon of gods that the Romans and Greeks worship to. Find a man. Don't be an old maid. That's number one. Number two, venereal disease is a horrible, horrible thing, but it doesn't necessarily get him to leave you. It bonds him to you in many ways.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm a parent. Now, we have, first of all, our advice is don't allow these young ladies, if your son insists on bringing it into the house.
Why do you call it an it?
I don't have a lot of respect for these young girls that want to sink their mud hooks into my son. But if he brings it into the house, don't let it use the bathroom or the family bathroom facility. You will pick something up from the toilet seat.
Ms. Dooley, not only is what you're saying, I don't think... correct. You don't get venereal disease from a toilet seat.
Well, the jury is out on that. And
no, the jury is not out on that. You do not...
The other thing, if I can finish... May I finish?
Ms. Dooley, it is a wrong...
May I finish?
Go ahead.
You need to tell the girl she needs to show you a copy of her last physical. I know it sounds ridiculous.
Come on.
No, I know it sounds ridiculous. But if she doesn't have one, the mother of that boy has the right to check her out. Now, I asked this girl to accompany me into our bathroom at our house so that I could give her a physical checkout. She refused. She told me that I was, That's what I mean.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We heard the roller coaster there.
I'm sorry, Phil. It's a very active night here.
But if you can move away from some of those louder amusements, I'd appreciate it. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley, whose son is leaving home at 18. A lot of kids stay home until they're 28, so she feels he is not ready to leave home, and it's really that some predatory girl who's doing it. Ivy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm infuriated by this woman. She needs true help.
I need help.
Yeah, and you need to let me finish because you've been saying what you have to say, so please let me finish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You stated that if it was about him leaving home for sex, that you would provide that. I am a mother of a son, okay?
As a last resort.
Let me finish. That is disgustingly perverse. And I wouldn't doubt it if you've not done it before. This is your whole problem. You need to seek psychological help. And your son, your husband is not very supportive if he's going to support you in these acts.
Well, I don't see how you're qualified.
Were you a slut when you and your husband got together?
I most certainly was not.
Okay, then what gives you the right to call every other female that's under your age a slut?
Because
or even that's pursuing your son a slut?
You know as well as I do that these mothers are teaching their daughters to go... Did you have venereal disease when you got pregnant?
No, ma'am, I did not.
All right, well...
Did you?
I find it hard to believe, but...
Why did you?
Did I?
Yes.
I had gone to Mexico with my senior class.
Because you were infected with gonorrhea or some other venereal disease, and you were probably a slut in your younger years.
I beg your pardon.
You call every other woman a slut.
I beg your pardon. I was.
Now, let me finish, because you have infuriated me along with hundreds of other people.
You have no right to call me that.
You are truly a sick person.
I went to Mexico with a senior class varsity football team. I was not supposed to go. My mother told me not to do it.
Uh-huh.
All right, so in other words, what? What are you telling us? That you had good parenting and you ignored it?
Yes.
Saying that your son needs to ignore you and move as far away from you as possible.
I'm giving him good parenting, and he's ignoring it, too. He wants to move in with it.
Well, you know what? How do you know this girl has this other thing that you call a slut and an it? How do you know that she has venereal diseases? How do you know that she won't be... Thing that ever walked into your son's life.
Ivy, a mother knows her son better than any woman
ever. I have a son, and yes, I do know that. But you know what?
And
I can all replace the love of his life. I can all replace five or six swings he might have before he finds that.
you know, someday some girls...
I will never try. I will never try a psychotic, overbearing mother like you are.
I bet you hired some poor young man to impregnate you just so you wouldn't be lonely.
Now listen, how pathetic you're being.
Oh, come on, ladies.
No, I'm listening
you're
to this...
You're being extremely pathetic.
I'm being pathetic.
Now, listen, you were driving your son away. You know how embarrassing that would be if you heard you say that you would have sex with him? Do you know how fast
we have had open
drive your son away?
Have you talked to your son about this?
We've had open conversations about it, yes.
You're going to drive him so far away from you that he will never see you again.
No, I said to him simply, if it's just about the sex, darling, I'll provide it for you. And you know what he called me? He called me a filthy thing. And
yeah, that is a filthy thing.
How dare any boy say that to his mother? You know, I find it...
Well, look at that. You shocked the hell out of that boy. No wonder he said that. No wonder he wants to move out.
How traumatizing that is?
No boys respect their mothers anymore.
Let me say
something. I almost died giving birth to him.
You were worried about... You were worried about some slut, quote, unquote, taking your son away from you.
Oh, Ivy, you talk about...
Son, don't go away.
You know what? I bet you've had more swabs than drinks of water.
Trust me.
Well, I just think you're wrong, and
I think you're wrong, and hundreds of other people think that you're extremely wrong. And
oh, really? Have you talked to all of them?
For the issues that you need to address.
Well, you know something? I bet you've had more swabs than drinks of water. Thank
you don't know
me.
How can you judge me like that? You're putting your dirty laundry.
Well, you've got a little tiny
dirty laundry.
You know something?
You don't know.
All right, ladies, ladies.
I know something. One thing about my personal life, and you have no reason to degrade me like that. You know me out of hand.
Absolutely, I agree with
her. Like a sick human being. You need help.
You know what? Here's what I've got to say to you.
That was really mature.
You're pathetic. And you are going to push your son away. That's the bottom line.
Can I ask you a question?
You want to push your son away.
I love my boy.
I have the right to say this.
I love my boy.
I am in my third year of psychology, okay? I'm going to be a psychologist, and
oh,
I know...
Well, thank you, Dr. Phil. Thank you, Dr. Phil. That was really nice.
No, I'm not Dr. Phil, but you know what? You do need to talk to a doctor, a professional doctor.
My husband wants to know. What is it, honey?
Strong medication.
My husband wants to know if your baby has one of those big foreheads.
Been happily married for 3 years, okay?
Can I ask you something? Isn't it happy hour?
I was married before I had sex.
Isn't,
you know nothing about me.
I'm getting back on the roller coaster.
You will never
isn't it happy hour yet?
Husband who will never know anything about me.
All right, Ivy, I want to apologize for some of the comments that were made to you, Ivy. And Ms. Dooley, I would...
Phil, you don't understand.
No, hold on. I would ask you to hold your tongue on personal comments.
Thank you.
You made some very good points. And I don't, and Ms. Dooley, to be candid, I don't think you've answered too many questions. And other very personal things. All right, thank you very much, Ivy.
Phil, I almost died giving birth to Seth. And for you and your callers to want him to leave me...
Ms. Dooley, you have said that you'll consider having sex with your son if that's what it's about. Don't you understand that that is very sick? Now, many times... All right, can you move away from...
Yeah, I'm moving off to...
All right, let's go to Jackie. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, Jackie.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I can only remember Seth's name. I don't know his mother's name.
My name is Bobby.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Jackie, and I'm calling from Seattle, Washington.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I listen to The Buzz all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love the show.
Mm.
And, you know, I can understand you not wanting your son to move out. Nobody wants their children to leave home, especially if you love them.
Thank God.
I have six children.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the six children I have, four of them are boys. Two are girls. And I have raised my children very responsibly. And they are all very responsible adults.
Can I interrupt for a minute here, Jack? Why did you say, Bobby, that you were sorry to hear she had six kids?
No, she said she had two girls. And I just wanted to say my condolences to her for having...
Do you have a problem with girls?
Well, Jackie, this is what we've been talking about. Mothers today raise their daughters to immediately go into the world and sink their hooks into the first young boy that comes along.
Well, I have not raised mine that way.
One did not
get married until she was in her mid-20s. She was a virgin when she got married.
And they have regular physicals? Do they have regular physicals?
Yes, they do. My youngest is a girl, and she's 17.
And she gets a regular swab? And
yes. Do we have to talk about this?
But, you know, my daughters do not go out and screw boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it very unfortunate that you have this feeling that all the young women in this world are out there to groom your son and to give him venereal disease.
Have any of your... And I don't mean to insult you. Have any of your daughters had abortions?
No.
Okay. Well, then we don't have a problem.
No. My oldest daughter has a set of beautiful, identical twins.
Steve, you're... Yeah.
And she was married three years before she even got
pregnant.
Steve,
you're looking blue. Get off the roller coaster. My husband is on a marathon roller coaster with the high school seniors. He has already vomited.
I'm sorry?
My husband's vomited on the roller coaster, so we have to get him.
Oh. Maybe you could take him in that.
There it is, with a classic horror movie ending. Steve throwing up on the roller coaster. That is day two of our 5 days of classic shows here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley, check it out. And get a subscription to our website at philhendryshow.com. See you tomorrow.